Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Well, today is Trinity Sunday. It's a day in which we celebrate our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's kind of a difficult concept to explain, quite frankly. Our creed we're going to be having today is the Athanasian Creed. It was the first time in which our God was introduced as three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I'd like to begin by using an illustration here to kind of help explain that. Now take, for example, got an apple here. All right, now I've cut up this apple here and different sections here. So as we look at that, well, we find that on the outside, what? We have the skin, right? On the inside, you've got the flesh. That's what you eat, good stuff. And in the center there, you have the core. On that core there, what does it do? Well, it attaches itself to the tree there, kind of gives it the support, and inside are the seeds. Now, we've got three different parts here to our apple here. All right, we've got the skin, we've got the flesh, and we've got the core there on the inside. But would any of us say that I've got three different apples here? No, I think we'd all would say that, well, no, that's just one apple. And that's kind of the way it is. We have God. God comes to us in three different ways. So we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, we've got the Father. Comes to us in different ways. Father comes to us as the Creator. The Son is the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit is the Sanctifier. Now, will we say that we have three different gods? No. But each one has a purpose there. And that's kind of the challenge there. It's still a profound mystery, and I get that, and I understand that. But nonetheless, that's exactly how our God comes to us, and that's what we learn about our God in the Bible. Now, our gospel reading, Jesus was directing the attention there, doing many things there, directing their attention to things of the Bible. And it all started out with a conversation that, well, he was having there with the Jews. They were talking about how they were descendants of Abraham. And Jesus was saying that, well, if you're really descendants of Abraham, then you would be doing the works of God. Trouble was, is they weren't doing the works of God. As Jesus pointed out to them, it's like, no, rather, you're trying to kill me. Now, just a few verses before our text here for today, Jesus went so far as to say, he's like, no, you know, you're like your father, the devil, who's a liar. And so are you. And all that you're doing there is the desires of your father, the devil. And then Jesus told them, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. And that leads us right into our lesson, which is why they respond. The Jews answered him and saying, are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Now notice here how Jesus responds, and it's very appropriate here for Trinity Sunday. Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There's one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Now Jesus is talking about the Father, his Father. Well, not his father Joseph, but rather his heavenly Father. Talking about God here. Now, just like the person who was of God would be listening and doing the things of God. Well, so Jesus points out that, you know, if you listen to me, the person who listens to me will never taste death. Well, the Jews, they don't get it. Hence, they reply then, it's like they're talking about how, yeah, indeed, you do have to have a demon, because if you're talking things like this, to them, that was nonsense. Couldn't be that way. They're only seeing Jesus there as just a man and not God. So they bring up about how Abraham died and the prophets died, and yet you say that you will never die? They ask, who do you think you are? Well, Jesus goes on to explain that. He talks about how he knows the Father and how the Father is going to be the one who will glorify him. Now he talks about how Abraham knew him. And that is where they are astonished even further because Jesus makes it very clear to them exactly who he is when he says, I am. Listen in to the words that Jesus says. Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. And if I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Well, a few years ago, Don and I, while we went up to Kansas City to help my mom get her house ready for sale. Now, because we were going to have to bring something back, well, we had to drive up there from Savannah. It's a good 16-hour drive to get there straight through. And so we had to drive because we were going to haul back a piano that my mom was going to give my daughter. So here we are. We get up early and we drive across Georgia, across Tennessee, Kentucky. And then once we got into the southern part of Illinois, Donna asked me, hey, how far away are we from Nathan's? I said, I don't know. Let me look it up. Now, what many of you may not know is that when my son got out of the Army, they were living up in stationed up in Alaska, up there for a number of years. Well, when he got a job, he got it in Illinois, about an hour south of Chicago. So I look it up on my phone and see that, hey, it's about 4 hours away. Now, when she asked me, do we want to go, what that really means is, do you want to go see your grandkids? Well, of course, there. So I said, yeah, we're just 4 hours away. Do you want to go? And she just smiled and said, yeah, give Nathan a call. So I called up Nathan and said, hey, you know, we're here in Illinois. He knew we were driving across going to Kansas City. And we said, hey, do you mind if we spend the night at your place? And he's like, no, yeah, come on. I'm like, oh, wait. I said, before you say yes to that, I said, call your wife up. Make sure she says okay before you say okay to us. And he goes, all right, I'll do that. So he called us back shortly and said, yeah, that's fine. What time are you going to get there? We said, oh, about 6 o'clock. So we decided we're going to start driving up there, straight north. Well, as we're doing that, he texts us and says, hey, I've told the boys, right, my grandsons at that time were 4, 3, and 1, and he goes, I told the boys that they're going to get a surprise. Now, the 4-year-old, he's thinking, oh, they're going to be laser guns. We're going to get laser guns delivered to the house here. And he thought that was going to be cool. They're going to get some cool toys and all that kind of thing. So that's what was going on. So we finally arrive. We get there to the door. And as we ring the doorbell, I hear on the other side of the door, my son said, hey, your surprise is here. So the boys open the door. Grandma and Grandpa step in. And my 3-year-old grandson says, where's my surprise? Well, he was kind of disappointed because he wasn't getting what he was expecting. So were the Jews with Jesus. They weren't getting what they were expecting. Because Jesus very clearly told them that he is God. Jesus equals God. Now to them, that was blasphemous in their eyes. But Jesus is the real deal. The same God who appeared to Moses. And when Moses asked God what his name was, he replied, I am. That's the same way Jesus replied to the Jews there that day. I am. Now, fortunately, my grandsons didn't pick up any stones to throw at Grandma and Grandpa because we didn't bring their surprise. Because that's exactly what the Jews were thinking. They weren't getting what they were expecting. They just didn't have an understanding there of who the Father truly is and what the Father has done. The Father sent his Son not to be a king and rule here on earth, but rather to be a heavenly king. In order for that to happen, he needed to earn forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins by going to the cross and dying for those sins. You see, that's the reason why Jesus came. Jesus redeemed us to save us from our own deaths. And that was the first part. And the second part was is that Jesus rose from the grave alive, giving us hope, hope for those who believe. For as Jesus said, it's true that those who believe in him will never taste death. That is the hope that's given to us. The Father is God, and we get that. The Father sends the Son, and the Son very clearly said that he is God also by identifying himself as I am. We get that. And sometimes folks don't, and it's still a mystery, and sometimes they don't understand that surprise that God gives to us. How is it that we do come to understand and have faith? Well, that's the role of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who comes to us and creates faith in our hearts that we might come to understand and know exactly who the Father is and who the Son is. That's how we come to understand how good and gracious our God is, how loving he is when he sent his Son to this earth. Well, right after my grandson said that to us, I told him, got down a little closer to his face there, and I said, Grandma and Grandpa are the surprise. I said, we're here to love you and hug you and kiss you. And at that, he ran right up to me, and I picked him up, and he gave me a great big hug. Grandpa's heart melted. Such is the love our God has for us. And he's shown that to us in a very personal way. He's done so through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's where we know the love of the Father. That's how we understand that love, by the faith that the Holy Spirit creates in us. God is so very gracious and loving. So we come to him. We worship him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise now as we confess our